This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and eight other cities in step with the restrictions across the continent. Elsewhere, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe, and the head of one of intensive care units in Madrid says his staff is already mentally exhausted. We get more from Reuters' Joe Davies.
With close to 900,000 registered infections and more than 33,000 deaths, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. At Madrid's Infanta Sevilla Hospital, emotional fatigue has already set in among intensive care staff, on a level even worse than in the first wave in the spring. And that's despite the fact they're better prepared now. Since Spain exited a tough lockdown in June, the infection rate has soared, with more than 10,000 cases diagnosed daily since August.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. With over 1 million coronavirus deaths and nearly 40 million cases worldwide, regions like Europe that suppressed the first outbreak are again facing tough choices on how to control a new wave without economically destructive national lockdowns. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of COVID-19, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Thai riot police cleared thousands of protesters from outside the prime minister's office early Thursday as an emergency decree banned large gatherings and the publication of sensitive news in the face of escalating protests.